Reading from the Jiva Dharma, chapter 23, Pramaya Nam Tattva. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Nulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Shafitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaibhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastava Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Sridhar Mayapur. It's a wonderful place, Adarya Dham, the holy place of unlimited mercy. So, okay, we're on chapter 23 of Jiva Dharma, and most of you have been following us for a while, so we're discussing the story, within his story, of Vrajanath and his enlightenment by his Guru Maharaj, Raghunath Das Babaji. And through that enlightenment, that education, he's understanding systematically all the truths of Krishna consciousness. And it's such a brilliant way to present the philosophy by Bhaktivinoda Thakur through this kind of novel form. Novel form is kind of a pun, too. And how things are presented so systematically. So Pramaya, the chapter, he's going to learn about Nam Tattva. Interesting. He first he learned about Vaidhi Bhakti, Raghunuga Bhakti, then Bhava Bhakti. Bhava is the goal, to actually have pure feelings of love for Krishna, which is manifest in a relationship with Krishna. That's when love is in relationship. So when your sarup, muktir hidva yata rupam sarupena vivastita, when your swarup is manifest, and now, part of Pramaya. Pramaya means what? There's Pramana and Pramaya. I can repeat this again. Pramana means your means of knowing, and Pramaya means what is to be known. So, what is to be known is the process which is the process of realizing the absolute truth, and the best process is bhakti, and the most potent practice of bhakti is nam kirtan. Taramadye sarva shreshte nama sankirtan. Of all the best, Taramadye, of those nine processes, sarva shreshte, of all of them, sarva shreshta, the best is nam kirtan, because nira aparade poya paya premadana. If you can chant without offense, you can achieve the highest goal of life, prema pumartha mahat. So we'll read story now. At the beginning of each chapter, before they discuss the tattvas of the various subjects, we're taken back into the novel, the scene. Bilva Pushkarini is a charming village where Bhagirathi flows in both the northern and western divisions. Bhagirathi is the Ganga when it comes down to Bengal. In one quarter of the village, there is a beautiful lake surrounded by bael trees. Bael is a fruit, the mango-like pulp that's not sweet in itself, but when mixed with water and sugar is added, makes an incredible drink that cools the body in the summertime. On the shore of the lake is the Bilva Paksha Madhava Temple, and Baba Tarana is splendidly situated a little distance from this temple. The village of Sumulia is between Bilva Pushkarini and Brahmana Pushkarini, and all three villages are within the town of Navadvip. A wide road leads through the center of Bilva Pushkarini, and Vrajanath's house is on this road towards the north. This is where Vrajanath lives. And also his uncle, Vijay, is becoming a devotee. So it's very interesting, because part of this is, as Rajanath is coming to Krishna consciousness and advancing in Krishna consciousness, he doesn't want to get married. So it's a little subject in itself. And his uncle is married. He's not married. And now they have to decide. They're trying to weigh their level of spiritual evolution in terms of their detachment. And what's the best situation for themselves to execute Krishna consciousness? So Vijay Kumar is old. He's going to renounce household life. And Vrajanath, this is when they're getting very deep in bhakti. He said, you're just a young, you know, you're still a young man. Your mother wants you to get married. You should get married. So marriage is not against bhakti. Doesn't mean that one's a sannyasi, he's more advanced than a grihastha. They're just different social situations that provide different facilities for different people to advance in spiritual life. They're both ashrams. And household life can help one become less self-absorbed, because he has to think of is to think beyond just what one wants. And thinking just what one wants is the source of all material consciousness. Of course, a real brahmacharya, a real sannyasi, even though he doesn't have the obligation of family, he has the obligation of community or humanity. So it should be even more off that platform of what one wants. But if one doesn't commit himself to the upliftment of humanity or to the depth of the spiritual practice, then his sannyas, his so-called renunciation, just becomes an indulgence to be independent. And you see that in India, so many so-called sadhus, they're just lazy. One time they asked this Indian scholar, who kind of was a little, he was in ISKCON, so he kind of knew the world. What's the difference between a sadhu and a hippie? And he said, the sadhu takes baths. And we don't want that to be the difference. But anyway, it's an interesting tattva because because the common misconception of spiritual life, that spiritual life means renunciation. I want to be in spiritual life, I want to be serious, I have to give up the world. It's not true. Vijay Kumar had bidden his sister farewell and walked for some distance, but on the way he began to think that it would be fitting to learn Nam Tattva, Babaji, before he went home. Thinking like this, he returned to Bilda Pushkarini and said to his sister, I will stay here for one or two more days, and then I will return home. Dajanath became very happy to see his maternal uncle, Vijay Kumar, return. They sat together in the Chandi Mandap, began discussing the instructions of Dashamula. Of course, they had just learned this from Raghunath Das Babaji, the 10 root instructions of Krishna consciousness. By now, Suryadev was preparing to set on the western horizon, and the birds were quickly flying towards their nests. Just at that time, two Vaishnav sadhus from Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya arrived. They put their asana beneath a jackfruit tree in front of Vrajanath's house, collected some sticks from here and there, and lit a fire. Their foreheads were beautifully adorned with the tilak of the Sri Sampradaya, and a sublime peace emanated from their faces. Vrajanath's mother was very hospitable towards guests. Knowing that they must be hungry, she collected various kinds of edible ingredients, placed them before the sadhus, requesting them to cook and eat. They were satisfied and began to prepare their rotis. So this is just so nice. You see so much of the culture. The guest is Atithi Bhagavan. The guest is God. And that concept that this is not my house, you don't have that defensive mentality. And you see that in cultured Indian families. If you come, they'll move out of their rooms. It's just in the blood. It's part of the culture. And the culture is your environment that situates you in relationship to something higher than yourself. Mahamuni gave me that definition from Confucius, that ritual means to situate yourself in relation to something higher than yourself. And part of it is how you treat guests. Because the house can be such an egocentric conception. You can look at it almost as your family, your family is your eternal relations, and your your house is your eternal abode. So the culture is so nice. You get to see beyond that. More universal vision. When Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar saw these Vaishnavas' peaceful lives, they came and sat with them. Both Vaishnavas were very pleased to see the Tulsi Malas on the neck of Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar and the 12 marks of tilak on their body. Spreading their blanket out, they very peacefully had them sit down. In order to become acquainted with them, Vrajanath asked, Maharaj, where are you coming from? One of the Babaji's answered, we've come from Ayodhya. Many days we've wanted to take darshan of Sri Navadvip Dham, pastime place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are so fortunate that by Bhagavan's mercy, we have arrived in Sri Navadvip Dham today. We'd like to stay here for a few days and take darshan of the pastime places of Mahaprabhu. You've certainly arrived in Sri Navadvip, said Vrajanath. You should rest here today and take darshan of Sriman Mahaprabhu's birthplace and of Srivasangam. that's right from my my window, I can see the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and right next to that is Srivas Angam, the house of Srivas, where the Sankirtan mission began. When these two Vaishnavas heard Vajranath's words, they became very blissful and recited a sloka from the Gita. Yadgatva nanavartante tadhama paramam mama. When one goes to my abode, he does not have to return to this world. Today our lives have become blessed. We become blessed by taking darshan of Sri Maya Tirtha, which is the chief holy place of the seven Puris. Thereafter, both Vrajanaths reflected on Artha Panchaka and presented Sri Raman, both Vaishnavas reflected on Artha Panchaka and presented Sri Ramanuja's views on these five subjects. So, obviously, Artha Panchaka is a Sri Vaishnava text. And, of course, the founder of Sri Vaishnavism is Ramanuja Acharya. So this book presents his subject, his views on five subjects: Swarup, Parasarup, Upaya Sarup, Purusharta Sarup, and Virodhi Sarup. I have no idea what those mean. Upon hearing these topics, Vijay Kumar in turn explained Tattvatraya, that is to say, he spoke on Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, and their interrelationship. That's basically Sambandhagyan, a description of reality by a description of the relationship between the three components of reality, which is matter, spirit, and the controller of both. After some time, he said, what is the Siddhanta in your Sampradaya regarding Srinam Tattva? However, Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar were not very impressed or appreciative of the reply of the two Vaishnavas gave. It's a bona fide Vaishnav Sampradaya, but the Yuga Dharma, the emphasis on Nam Kirtan, that's within the Brahma Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya, which we are fortunate to be in. So, we're so fortunate to be in. And, you know, but it says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took from the different sampradayas, and maybe from the Sri Sampradaya, their deity worship, or their service to the Vaishnavas, or something. Thereafter, Vrajanath said to Vijay Kumar, Mamaji, after much deliberation, I've concluded that the jiva can only find his welfare by accepting Krishna Nam. There is no other way. This is our philosophy. Our welfare comes from Krishna Nam. Lord of our life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is descended to Maya Tirtha to teach Shuddha Krishna Nam in the world. And Sri Gurudev last instructed us, he said that Sri Nam is the foremost of all the angas of bhakti, that we must make a separate attempt to understand Nam Tattva. So let us go this very day and try to understand Srinam Tattva inclusively. Then after taking care of the needs of the guests, they departed. The Sandhya had arrived and darkness was spreading. In Srivas Angam, Sri Bhagavan's Sandhya Artik had began. The Vaishnavas were sitting on the platform of the Bakul tree. The elderly Raghunath Das Babaji was also sitting there in their midst, chanting Nam on his Tulsi Mala and keeping count. Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar offered Sastanga Pranam at his feet, and Babaji Mahasaya embraced them, saying, is the bliss of your bhajan increasing? Vijay Kumar folded his hands and said, Prabhu, by your mercy, we're all well in all respects. Now kindly bestow your mercy on us this evening and instruct us in Nam Tattva. So it's a very beautiful story, and it always leads into this dialogue between guru and disciple, where progressively they're learning more and more subjects. Being very pleased, Babaji Maharaj replied, Sri Bhagavan has two kinds of names, his primary name, Mukyanam, and his secondary names, Gonanam. So the primary names are names that describe him personally, and the secondary names are names that describe his position. Like Mr. President would be a secondary name. Obama, would be a primary name, or husband of Michelle. That would be a primary name. So this is the first thing, because the greatest effect in Nam Bhajan is chanting primary names. Krishna is a primary name. So names such as Srishtikarta, creator, Jagatpata, protector of the universe, Vishwa Niyanta, controller of the universe, Vishvapalaka, maintainer of the universe, and Paramatma, Supersoul, are related to the creation within the shelter of the material modes. So the secondary names describe God in relationship to this world. There are many such Gona names, including names such as Brahma. Although their fruit is extremely great, they do not easily yield a transcendental result. It means they can maybe liberate you from the world, but not give you love of Godhead. The names that are always present, both in the spiritual and material worlds, are spiritual and primary. For example, names such as Narayan, Vasudev, Janardhan, Rishikesh, Hari, Achyuta, Govinda, Gopal, and Rama, all primary. So it's not just describing his position, but secondary names describe God's, not personal name, but his Aishwarya, his opulence in relationship to the world. These names are present in Bhagavan's abode and are one with his form, Bhagavat Sarup. In the material world, these names only dance on the tongues of very fortunate people to whose bhakti they are attracted. Wow, so the names come, dance on the tongue of one whose bhakti attracted those names. Sri Bhagavan Nam has no connection at all with the material world, and all the shaktis of Bhagavan's form, Bhagavat Sarup, are present in Sri Nam. Therefore, the name also possesses these shaktis. They have descended in the material world and engaged in destroying Maya. The jivas have no friend in this material world except the Harinam. So we know that verse, Nam Nam, Akari, Bahuda, Nijasarva, Shakti, that the name has all Shaktis. In the Brahma Naradiya Purana, Harinam is said to be the only way. Harinama, 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 Eva, Kevalam. Alone, Asteva, 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 Gatiran, Yata. Brihat Naradiya Purana. Meditation is the predominant process for perfection in Satya Yuga, Yajna, sacrifice in Treta Yuga, and Archana, deity worship in Dwarpa Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, Harinam is my only life, Harinam is my only life, So Harinam is my only life. Harinam is my only life. Harinam is my only life. Kali Yuga, other than Sri Harinam, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. That verse, when Lord Chaitanya Guru told me, he'd tell him the essence of the Vedas. That's one of the verses that he chanted. Harinam has unlimited great and wonderful Shakti, which can destroy all kinds of sins within a moment. Aveshnapi yannami kutete sarvapattikai pumam vamuchyate sadhya singha drastai megai iva Guru Purana 2.3.2.12. Person who performs the kirtan of Sri Narayan, the absorption, comes at once freed from all sin. They fly away from just like the frightened deer who hear the roar of a lion. When one takes shelter of Sri Harinam, all his miseries, all kinds of diseases disappear. Adayo, adayo, yes, yes, maranam, nama, kirtanat. Vidaiva vilayam yantam anantam namya nam anantam namam yataham skandaprana. I offer obeisances to the Supreme Lord who is known as Anantadev. Remembering him and chanting his name immediately dispels all kinds of diseases and miseries completely. One who performs Harinam purifies his family, his society, and the whole world. Mahapataka yuktopi kritayam anisham harim sudanta karano bhatva jayate pankapavana. Even if one is, Brahmanda Purana, even if one is very sinful, if he constantly performs Harinam, his heart becomes pure. He attains twice born status and he purifies the whole world. One who is dedicated to Sri Harinam is relieved of all unhappiness, all disturbance, and all kinds of disease. Sarva rogo pasamam, sarva padravanashanam, shantitam sarva ishtanam. Hare Namanu Kirtanam Brihat Vishnu Purana. One performs Sri Harinam Kirtan, all kinds of diseases go away. All kinds of disturbances are appeased. All kinds of obstacles are destroyed. And one attains supreme peace. The degrading qualities of Kali Yuga cannot affect one who chants Sri Harinam. Hare Keshava Govinda Vasudeva Jaganmaya Hitayanti Ye Nityam Nahitam Bharate Kali. Kali cannot cause any impediment, even for a moment, to those who perform constant kirtan, chanting, O Hari, O Govinda, O Keshava, O Vasudeva, O Jaganmaya. One who hears Sri Harinam becomes liberated from hell. Yata yata hare nama kirtayanti smanaraka yata tata hara bhaktim utahanto divam yoyo. If even the residents of hell chant Hare Kirtan, they achieve Hari Bhakti and enter within the divine abode. Chanting Harinam destroys Parabdha Karma, the results of past pious or impious activities, which is now bearing fruit. Inamadeyam miyamana atara tam skalam va vishvaso grinam pumam vimukta karma gala uttamam gatim tapnoti yakshanti tam kalojana. If a human being helplessly chants just one name of Sri Bhagavan, that's from the Bhagavatam, 12.3.44. the time of death, in an afflicted situation, when falling down or slipping, all bondage of his karma is destroyed, will he obtain the highest goal. But alas, due to the influence of Kali Yuga, people do not worship him. So we'll read one more verse for today. There's a whole list of verses. Harinam Kirtan is more glorious and beneficial than studying the Vedas. Mam racho mam yajastata masama patakinchana govindeti harirnama geyam ayashvanityasa. There is no need to study and teach the Rig, Sama, or Yajra Vedas and so on. Simply perform constant Sankirtan of Sri Hari's names, Govinda. Performing Harinam is better than visiting all holy places. Tirtha koti sahasrani, tirtha koti satani cha, tani sarvanya vapnoti vishnur, namani kirtanat skanda parana. Kirtan of Sri Vishnu's names gives all results obtained by going to millions of tirthas. So that's basically what I have time for today, because I'm in a traveling mode at different places, but I always try to connect. Would anybody like to just say hello before we part for today?
Well, I wanted to say a little more than hello, but okay. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, say more than hello.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, when you were going down that list of the glories of the name, when you came to that one about, it rids one of all kinds of diseases, I was just thinking that, you know, my understanding is that really to chant the name for anything less than, you know, love for Krishna is like practically, you know, kind of like offensive to the name. And so I was thinking that somebody might get the wrong idea.
Wait. Say that again. Just repeat the whole thing again.
Yeah, I was thinking that, you know, when you were going down that list of all the glories of the holy name, somebody might get the wrong idea and chant the name for something less than for acquiring love of God, love of Krishna.
Okay, yeah.
And especially when you came to, when it comes to, it rids one of diseases, you know? I mean, yes, it's a side effect, I guess, but my understanding is that we shouldn't chant the name for any of those reasons, anything less than love for God, you know?
It's just glorifying the name. It doesn't mean you should chant it for those reasons. It's just a glorification of how great the name is. That's what it means. Yeah, I actually have to go now, Gail, but...
Okay. Right.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
Priya.
Who? Priya, thanks. We'll see you soon. Great. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Bajrani.
Bajrani, thank you. Okay. I'm going to probably have to go now. Vanshakopa Kribya Staka Pasinda Deva Chapatitanam Padani.